I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Watch the budget gap. New York lawmakers left Albany with a lot of questions about congestion pricing and without filling the $15 billion hole left by Governor Hochul's plan to stop the decision to stop the plan. CBS TV reporting litigation's in the works to force her to go ahead with it. Hochul made her first public comments on the decision last night, saying she'd heard from many people who were worried about the economic impact.
It's real simple to me. Leaders have to be willing to do what's right, regardless of the political headwinds, and stand up for the voices that are not being heard.
Reporters weren't buying.
How stupid do you think New Yorkers have to be to believe that this congestion pricing decision wasn't politically motivated?
I will never think that the voters and constituents of New York are stupid. Those are your words, never mine.
State Senate Democrats slammed Hochul for, as Deputy Leader Michael Giannaris put it, derailing the program at the last possible moment and asking the legislature to come up with an alternative funding mechanism in 48 hours. Said Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins,
"Our conference was not comfortable within the time frame to A, commit to the tax without some understanding about congestion mitigation and how that was going to proceed."
Hochul says she and state lawmakers will keep talking. Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie saying they're open to various options, including a special session or revisiting the issue next year. And in a statement, the MTA's chief financial officer and general counsel said the announcement has serious implications for its financial condition, and the MTA board will have to evaluate changes. As you've been hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, it's a summer weekend in the city, and yeah, you know what that means. Parades, festivals, and all manner of other street closures. In Manhattan today, it's the Immigrants Parade on 6th Avenue, as well as the Hare Krishna Festival and Parade on 5th Avenue. There's also the 8th Avenue Midtown Fair, the 116th Street Festival, and a 10K in Central Park. Brooklyn's Pride Parade and Festival are today as well. Tomorrow, if anything, is busier. The National Puerto Rican Day Parade is in Manhattan. There's also the Knickerbocker Avenue Puerto Rican Day Parade in Brooklyn and a 10K in New Dorp, Staten Island. An NYPD officer has ended up on the wrong side of the law in New Jersey.
The shooting stemmed from a road rage incident that occurred in South New Jersey on May 17th. Voorhees Township Police had responded to a multi-car accident on Route 73 near Cooper Road, and that's where they found one of the drivers had been shot. They gathered the ballistic evidence and built their case. The ballistics were linked to an NYPD-issued gun. The officer, who is now under arrest, is 27-year-old Huy Tran. Tran turned himself into Voorhees Police Thursday. He is now charged with attempted murder in the first degree, aggravated assault, and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. He is in custody in New Jersey. He waived extradition. He has now been suspended without pay from the NYPD. Tran joined the NYPD in February of 2021 and was recently assigned to the Public Information Office. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Police want your help finding the creep who robbed a couple of little kids in broad daylight on a Brooklyn street. This happened on Sterling Place just after 11 a.m. yesterday. Police say a 10-year-old boy and his 7-year-old sister were just walking down the street when the guy came up to them, grabbed the boy's hand, forcibly took $8 and ran south on Utica Avenue. Kids were not hurt. Police have released surveillance pics of the suspect that urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Death threats and increased sales. Some reaction coming into the newly named Gaza Deli in Sunnyside, Queens, and it's all over the map.
Owner Bilal Al-Ghazali has a Palestinian mother and wants to highlight what Israel's doing in his homeland as it tries to destroy Hamas.
You killed over 14,000 children. 36 were killed so far within this, you know, small strip.
But calling his place the Gaza Deli has created hostility. Al-Ghazali says he's received death threats, but there's been no actual violence. On the other hand, sales are up by 10%, and others come in even though they are not buying.
You just come stop by just because of the name. They just want to, you know, they want to show their support.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Some federal questions about Mayor Adams' campaign may be heating up. 1010 Winds' Carol Leoria following the story.
At the heart of the federal probe is whether Mayor Adams' campaign back in 2021 received illegal donations from the Turkish government. Mayor Adams himself isn't charged with any wrongdoing at all. Various published reports, like the Daily News, quote sources as saying in the past 3 weeks, at least one person connected to the mayor has received a federal subpoena. Federal investigators are reportedly looking for evidence of a conspiracy to funnel illegal foreign money to his campaign, and they're looking at whether the mayor or his campaign gave special favors to the Turkish officials in return. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
City Transportation Commissioner Yadanis Rodriguez is thanking state lawmakers after they gave the green light to more red light cams.
Legislation to renew and expand the city's red light program from 150 to 600 intersections is on its way to the governor's desk with expected approval in the state assembly. It was sponsored by Brooklyn State Senator Andrew Gonardis. He noted that 101 people were killed by vehicles running a red light between 2020 and 2023 in New York City. The program, he added, has been an effective deterrent, with violations decreasing 73% since the red light program began in 1994. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New effort to help hundreds of people displaced by a huge fire in Sunnyside, Queens last December. City Councilmember Julie Wan telling 1010 Winds residents of Learn the Landlord, A&D Real Estate Holdings has announced plans to terminate their relocation agreements next month.
We will be having a press conference calling on A&E, the landlord of the fire in Sunnyside that took place around Christmas time, to extend the lease of fire victims who are about to be evicted end of this month from that building. That fire alone displaced more than 450 people.
Juan says she wants the landlord to reconsider the decision and make every effort to move people into other properties until repairs are complete.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.